Friday, January 7th. Attorney General asked whether he should discuss the Rush appointment with Laird now or wait till after the president sees Rush. I checked with the president and he said he should definitely tell Laird today and that it's a firm decision. Attorney General did so and called me later saying that Laird was pretty shook up, made the point that he doesn't need this job. He doesn't think Rush is the man for it, that he doesn't understand the job, and that Packard had talked with Rush and said he didn't understand it. So I reported that back to the president, who said that's too bad. We'll go ahead with it anyway. The president was pretty upset this morning about the New Hampshire announcement because the news summary showed that someone had said yesterday that we were going to be releasing the letter today, and so the president told me to revoke the letter, and he'd play a Johnson approach on it this time and just not do it. Turned out it was too late, because by the time he had told me that, they were already having the press conference in New Hampshire. So he said to have Jerry Warren thoroughly instructed to say nothing in addition to the letter, no substantive addition. He's not to be dragged out on any subject. Ross Perot called today ostensibly to endorse Bill Clements for Undersecretary of Defense, but really because he wanted to make a pitch to me to talk with the president. He made the point that he's never had a personal relationship with the president, that he's never asked his opinion on anything, on the economy or Wall Street and so on, even though he talks to lots of other people. And since Ross is willing to take risks in the president's behalf, he should be able to put in some input. He said he does have ample contact with all the other candidates, but the one he really supports is the president, and he would like to feel he had a relationship with him, too. This is actually a little far-fetched, because Perot, of course, has reneged on everything he's promised to do for us, but I told him I'd see what we could work out. President met with Stans today and spent quite a long time with him, listening to his whole summary of his problems, accomplishments, etc. But apparently it went all right, and Stans' deal is now set. End of January 7th.